But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
Too much, oh, excess of all. everything we'll give to you, God. From the depths of our heart, we lift up our voice to worship you. You deserve it all, God. You deserve it all, the glory, oh God. We worship you, oh God. We worship you, oh God.
All all forms of creatures, both in darkness and in light. That our hope, our assurance, our strength is in you, the mighty one, O Father. We declare and decree right now that woe betide us the day we look upon ourselves. We are not ashamed to declare how helpless we are without you. Lord, some trust in chariots, others trust in horses. But we look up to you. We look up to you. I feel his presence in this place. Feel his touch. Feel his reassuring words. Telling you, I am with you. How comforting can that be? I am with you. Let all the nations gather. One person stood behind you, and you are enough. I am with you. He showed up in the battle of Jericho, and Joshua went arrogantly to ask him, who are you? Are you for us or against us? In other words, choose your next words carefully, because the answer can lead to your death or your survival. And he laughed upon the carnal man. He says, I'm neither for you. You don't have the capacity to own me. I take side with any team I decide, and anybody I side with becomes a victor. I am neither for you nor against you. But I am the captain of the hosts. You are seeing soldiers physically. He says there are spiritual hosts. There are also spiritual war men. And I am their captain. I'm the one that tell them it's time to engage. And by one decree, imagine somebody telling you that all these ones you are seeing, it's not all the war men that there is. And me standing here, and a carnal man came to question me. Say, declare right now, enemy, I'm neither for you nor against you. Neither for you. You don't have the capacity to create a personal system and limit me within it. So you can't come to a point where you have arrived in God. I am not for you. So while you are talking about me, Brother B too can be sharing something you don't know about me. And I chose to reveal that dimension of him to him. So it's not that you walk with God to an extent that anything you don't know, you don't believe it. There are things God will not teach you, and he will teach another. Yes. You must be humble enough to know that he does not owe you any explanation to reveal all dimensions of himself to you. There are many dimensions of God. It will take humility to receive it. Because sometimes you will hide it in the most least vessel. You don't expect this person to be the one to speak to you. Yet, the only way you receive that light of God is from that very base person. How can a seven-year-old instruct an elder? I welcome you to the realm of light, where natural age don't matter. Numbers don't matter in that realm. Listen, the only thing I hope God will do for us right now, I'm truly trusting God, because I tell you the truth. If you see the world from an eternal perspective, you will see that it's just strings that they are playing. Men are like puppets. Everybody under the influence of a higher agency. People do not just wake up and do things. Every action was sponsored by certain beings in a higher realm. Today is the ability to participate enough. You see, we can continue to be at the receiving end. After spirits have sat and taken a decision, then carnal man becomes the natural expression of their decision. Or today you will decide, I will be actively involved in the decision-making process. I will not be part of those who just say, it has happened. No, I was in the meeting in the throne room when we decided together that we wanted to possess a land for God, and that from this area to this area, no trace of darkness will be found. My signature was part of those who signed that document into law. When you become that active in the kingdom, only then can you get relevance. Relevance is not a track, or is not expressed by how many people hail you or what title you bear physically. There are people who have no physical title. Nobody calls them pastor. Yet heaven cannot let them rest every night. They must invite them for an encounter to show them things of global relevance. No title. Yet an apostle somewhere was sleeping. They didn't even care to wake him up, because as far as they were concerned, he has carried a title that has become so heavy, he does not even know that he's not in alignment anymore. Today is just one prayer, one prayer, one prayer. Lord, restore my priesthood, the capacity to stand in my God, the ability to run my priesthood, the capacity to stand in my God.
Listen, the physical office you operate
operate in is responsible for what round of angels you attract. You see, when it was time for an angel to appear to Joshua, who is Joshua? The captain of the physical host of Israel's army. If you can hear me, say amen.
Amen.
What angel appeared to Joshua? The captain of the spiritual host. Captain will meet captain.
Yes, sir.
You see, part of the reason why we talk about growth in the spirit, about attaining perfection, is not to stand tall among men, is to attract the right beings around your life. Because they are drawn. You don't call them with words, you call them by stature. Who did you become spiritually is what draws them to you. Your stature attracts them. Who came to Zechariah? Who came to Zechariah? The father of John the Baptist. Who was Zechariah? Zechariah was a priest. A priest, a man that stands in the presence of the Lord. If you hear me, say amen.
Yeah.
Who came to Zechariah? Who came to Zechariah? I am Gabriel, he said, that standeth in the presence of the Lord. Zechariah is a man that stands in the presence. It will take an angel that stands also in the presence. But your statue is what attracts the good that comes to you. about statues? Why are we talking about your immortal ordinations? When you were dispatched from the beginning of time, there was a name that the immortal realm knew you as. And that's the only name they address you as. And they will continue to call you that name until you align with it. So they can continue to call you Mighty Man of Valor, not minding that you are living as a squirrel, not minding that you are hiding from the enemy. But the name they knew you as cannot be changed by what is happening physically. Yeah. They expect the physical to bend to the spiritual, not the spiritual to change because of what was happening physically. So your current situation does not change your ordination. One prayer today, Lord, my ordination. Who did you call me before I came? What did you describe me as? And not of all this rising and falling. Lord, my ordination. There was an ordination. I had an identity with you.
what is going on here. This is what is going on here. It's called infuel.
Space of how many days? 30 days. And you know what they started doing? They dispatched security operatives to be parading Babylon to check if anybody is praying. Then they now stumbled upon a man that a law cannot stop his prayer life. Listen, they can stop the corporate gathering of believers. They can stop you from meeting a human being, but they can't stop you from meeting spirits. A lot of others are dying naturally. The idea is that they factored it, that this is an ancient principle. Over 98% of believers, their spiritual life is built upon the corporate anointing. And if you scatter that thing or coming together, some people only pray when you enter church. Now your folly is being revealed. You can only pray for 30 minutes when somebody is leading the prayer. You can't wake up by yourself and do that. For 3 good weeks now, see how altars are dying. But the reverse is the case here. They thought they scattered us. They didn't know. They just planted fires. Like I said, what is going on here is called refueling. Because if you are a student of the prophet, you will know that when the parable of the 5 wise and 5 foolish virgins was being given, they mentioned a very strategic point. They said, when the foolish virgins beckoned upon the wise ones, and they said, please help us, our oil has finished. What was the response? They said, go to them that sell oil. Go and buy Because if we give you, we will not even have enough for ourselves. Go to who? Them that sell oil.
Yeah.
Question, guys, who are those who can sell oil? Who are those God has deposited enough oil in it that when any man's oil finish, he said, go and look for my son. That's a man that can give you oil. What's the price of oil? Hunger. Hunger. You meet certain men at your altar, Jacob. You meet them with a dead prayer life and you come alive. Go to them that sell oil. For some of you, you will be that person for your family. You step into the house, every dying altar can jack up. Men are the ones giving oil to give to other men.
Never be the same without Jesus. A life must change. We will never be the same without His grace. A life.
It's time for every believer to begin to see. I know you think you have been seen. We see sights. Sight spiritually. Sight spiritually is not made up of images and your ability to just recognize forms and shapes in front of you. Let me share something quickly. One of the heritage God is restoring to His church is the power of sights. The ability to want to take a step and turn back. 50 people made that step only to go and die for nothing. And they ask you, why did you turn back? How did you escape? And I'm saying this because I'm telling you that death rate is going to be something else very soon. I know you think the whole coronavirus thing was a major attack, but coronavirus is a door. Something else is coming. You know, we began to put the warning out there last month. Something has entrenched the air, right? Darkness covering. I don't know if you remember that congress where we kept saying there are war planes. The air has been taking over. How many of you remember? And that something is coming up. Something is coming. And we just spoke in tongues. We just spoke in tongues up and we left. But you see, sight spiritually is not a function of the eyes that you have. Because physical sight is dependent on other matters apart from eyes. But let me share one with you. I hope you know that although you have these two beautiful set of eyes that you have, when you enter a dark room where there is no light, although you have eyes, you can't see.
Yes, sir.
If you can hear me, say amen.
Amen.
Point number one, you do not see because you have eyes. You see because you have light.
Sir.
This was what he was making reference to when he says, in him was light. Light. And that life is light to men. You can't understand life from the right perspective. You are blind. You don't even know what is going on. Because it's only in him that you can see. Only in him can you diagnose the hidden trenches of darkness that has been covered by all charades of wickedness. You won't know until you are in him. What does it mean to be in him? Number one, you don't see because you have eyes. So, what then is the light? I have desired to see angels from the ranks of those who have wings. And for many years it did not show me. I thought it was a factor of hunger and pressing and traveling. So I continue to press. I will fast like no man's business for one thing. Lord, show me something. And for many years, nothing would come. Until one day I began to study the book of Ezekiel. And he was describing the cherubs, talking about the rams of the winged creatures. And while he was speaking about it, the light of that gospel opened my eyes. I did not sleep before I had an open air vision, and I saw them standing in their numbers. Plenty. Where were they all this while? They have always been there, but I didn't have the right information to open. Light gives you access to spiritual clarity. There are many things happening. You don't have the keys to open that realm of sight. So this is why if there's anything you pursue right now, pursue knowledge. Look for it like anything, because that becomes how you see. Point number two, you do not see things as they are. You see things as you are. See, if I bring a TV here right now, and I keep a TV here, and I just drop my phone here, all of us are innocent. Everybody felt it's okay for the phone to be there. This is what a thief would do. Sir, don't you think you should just maybe put that phone in your pocket? You know why he's careful? He's seeing life from his own perspective. He's interpreting every other person here as though we are like him. Do you guys understand me?
Yes, sir.
A lady or a guy who is cheating in his relationship, who is unfaithful. His lady is not unfaithful, his lady is faithful. Because of his own unfaithfulness, he is always going to be restless by the nature he has adopted. So he will continue to check her messages, trying to find something that does not exist because of the nature that is in him. You do not see things as you are. Eh? As they are. You see things as you are. You are a cheat. So you are haunted by the nature. You look out with the eye of a cheat to everybody. Is somebody hearing me?
Yes, sir.
That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. Now you stand and you'll be hearing the news. They'll give headline, then you start laughing because you have seen the truth. All this thing is a lie. Sharing games. You have seen a code has opened your eyes to a higher level of sight. You have seen that spirits are behind this thing, and you know what is about to be achieved. It's not about a virus. So they stood looking at me, the ranks of the winged creatures, many in their numbers, and fear gripped me. Then I realized they have always been there. I am the only person who didn't have the spiritual clearance enough to see them. That was when it now occurred to me that seeing them does not add anything to me. Because when I saw them, it did not even add anything. Listen, of the many things that increase faith, sight is the least of them. I know you have been telling yourself that, Lord, show me something so that I can believe. that thing that they show you, it might end up sending you in the journey of unbelief more. Because you will begin to sanction every other thing about God until you see it, you will not believe. And there is a verdict, blessed are those who have not seen, but yet believe. There are many things about this faith, you must accept it without knowing how. You will believe something you cannot prove, and you are not ready to argue with who told you. That was when I now discovered it did not have anything to me. And even the angels were not smiling when I saw them. They frowned just looking down. So I now realized that it was not a special thing to see. So he says, eyes have not seen. The levels of depth, the most shadow is seen. The next level of depth, ears have not heard. Ah. You can see something and believe it. When the mortal realm come and appraise you, they give you a very small grade because you depended on the most shallow level of depth, seeing. You waited until you saw before you believed, like Thomas. The next level of depth is ears. You hear it, you have not seen it, yet you chose to believe it. Is that not what many of the things we have believed about God is all about? We just heard it. But you see, it didn't stop there. Neither has he entered the hearts of men. Can I share something with some of you? Are there things that you did not find in scripture? You didn't read it in any verse. You just know it. It's just you know it. You're just sure that you know this one, but you can't prove it. Why you know it? Neither has he entered the hearts of men. That's the see, if you can believe that kind, that's the deepest level of depth. Where there is no proof, you cannot even prove it to your kind. Those in your spiritual tribe, they cannot even get a proof from you. Yet you believe. Yet you believe. And Abraham counted him faithful. That even if he slay this child, he is able to bring him back from the dead. Who has Abraham ever seen God bring from the dead? How can you believe the impossible? Something that has never happened in your timeline. That thing only entered his heart. It was not in any scripture. He didn't hear it. The deepest level of depth, it entered the hearts of men. And when you run with those level of information, you arrive at destiny speedily. There are things he will tell you. Even your family members will not believe you. Hold on to it. Run with it. Run. It has not entered the hearts of men. Yet you put it in your heart. Run. Some of you, he keeps telling you nations, and you are looking at your age. You say, Lord, I've not even started anything. When will I start before I get to 30, 40? You see that mass you are doing? You are trying to work with eyes. Run with the information that your brain even can learn. God can put something in your heart that your brain will argue with. And logic. Logic and faith will be arguing first inside you. Guys, you have not even told anybody. You yourself already is arguing it. Imagine when another ear hears it, they will just start laughing at you. Have you ever shared something with somebody and they want you to be very careful next time you do something like that? My first convert was a 22-year-old uncle. I was in primary 5 then. When I preached to him and he gave his life to Christ, he's the other brother of that uncle. They came to warn me and said, you don't have respect. You. So if they leave you now, this is your disciple. And the guy was very humble. He would carry my Bible when I come back from primary school. Then we would go out to evangelize. The guy was holding my Bible and the tracts. So when I finished preaching, he gives the tract. These elder brothers came and they preached to me. That assignment only came to my heart. Men could not believe that in that kind of age that you can have an ordination. He has given fire to you today. That was why he called this solemn assembly. For one reason. So that you will become a fuel pump. That anywhere you go and you send somebody's flame dying, you don't wait for them. You can just look upon a man and give them one handshake. You have supplied oil. A handshake. And this is how these things work. You give out things intelligently.
You decide. Sometimes that handshake is not guy, how far? That handshake is 10 years I gave you. 10 good years. Take. I see Satan trying to sift you like wheat. But see, men can stand for men. You can say, I have stood for you. So when you are finished doing this, you can decide to stand in the gap for your family. There are many court sessions that hold. Unfortunately, we don't have enough legal practitioners to represent the interest of men. Many people die because nobody stood for them in the throne room. No voice. Have you had a dream of your primary school classmate before? A person you should not even be thinking about because nothing has made you thought about him recently. Nothing has made you have not even stumbled upon him. Yet you had a dream about him. Have you dreamt about her, about a primary school classmate, about something bad happened to that person from that long time ago? Let me tell you what the kingdom did. They checked the current statue of that person and they could not find anybody in the current time around this clique of association to stand in the gap for him. So they traced down the line to go and find the last time he connected with a man of power. And they linked up to you and said, please help this guy. He's about to die. If you don't stand for him, be his lawyer in the throne. Stand for him in the realm that matters. Sometimes you just dreamt and you just saw that your former class, you just wake up and which kind of dream it is. And then you hear after 2 weeks that he's dead. The other night, and I dreamt for you were the one that did not represent him. Because there is a court where men bring their strong reasons. You come and say, this is why he should not die. You present a valid reason. God shows you something about somebody on your street. The person is not even greeting you. That girl that would just walk and pack her face. And when you saw her, she was raped, she was crying. You wake up with your wicked heart and you say, shall never be well with the wicked. You see, that dream that you had, that was a call to attend court session. Come and defend somebody. They checked everywhere around the person. They could not even find a friend. So they look for somebody on the street who can relate with that face. Come and speak some words for them. There is a court where Satan wins matter from before it finds expression on the earth. But when you abandon your ordination, things will happen and you only be an expression of what has happened. And today there is one call. Lord, my priesthood. The priest can enter places where the normal man can enter. You can go into the Holy of Holies and make petitions for them. Bring in strong reasons for them. Lord, this is why this person will not die. Remember, I spent last night on my knees. Lord, did I waste my time? And God will say, no. You invested that prayer for them. On account of this, then you say, he shall not die. In realms like this, even if the person died physically because of what you have done in that realm, you can go and say it's not in the blueprint. I want the case from the eternal realm. How comes a false report is happening here? You can wake them up. You wake them up on the strength that Jesus knew that Lazarus was sick. Jesus knew that Lazarus was sick. And he told them, this will not be to shame. It will be to the glory of God. Because I have won the case in the realm that matters. So when they came and said he is dead, he laughed about the situation. Because from the realm that matters, he had made supplication to him. It's just one call today. Lord, don't walk circumspectively. You will never have a track record of righteousness that they will challenge every hour of your day with a bombardment of temptation. Let's see how, we know what God said about you, but let's see how you can fulfill it. Oh, so God even called you a general. God called you a watchman, but let's see how your prayer life can even watch. You won't even watch for yourself, let alone for another person. Then they say, we shall see. They have finished talking. Why did you go and live your life as though you don't have enemies and spirits? When they vow, you too enter a life of a vow. I must fulfill my ordination. Woe betide me if I fall. You see, that level of conviction, you too, you attack the matter with a life or death approach. They too, they say, we perish if you rise. Why did you say, whatever will be with you? You have lost from that confession. You too, if I don't fulfill my God or them. See, this thing is about challenges. You too, you go here with anger. Me, that I'll live through life without becoming anything, in an entity. woe betide me if I don't rise in it. Then two systems have vowed. Let's see what vow came to pass. They vowed, you do vow. Make a vow with me. Of course, God helping me. If I don't rise, woe betide me. Then you live by your vow. Come and challenge you with lust. And they say you will never rise, and you are just quiet. You to rise and make a vow. Make a vow. A vow today. I must rise. No matter how many times I come, I will rise.
I shared the testimony with some of us. Woke up in the night to ease myself at my house, walking from my bedroom to the bathroom, and then strong presence of fear just entered the house. You know, if you are in tune with the peace of mind you have inside you, if you are in tune with your peace in the Holy Ghost, you will know when you lose your peace. The day things shift, you just know something has happened, and fear entered the house. I hope you know fear is a person, but I have not given you the spirit of fear. Fear is not a feeling. Fear is a being. The spirit of fear. He walked into the house. And we all know anytime fear comes, he comes to open a door for somebody. And I knew by spiritual intelligence, by the Lord, that if I fall for this fear, something will happen to me. If I allow this fear to find its course, there will be an unfortunate tale the next day. So I began to speak in the Holy Ghost, entering the bathroom. Shalabaratekelemara. When you are praying in that time, it's good to close your eyes. Because for fear to find relevance, they'll begin to play tricks with your sight. Make you see things that are not real. Give shapes and forms to some shadow somewhere. I saw that as though something moved. Who cares what moved? Just close your eyes, disconnect from what is going on. When you close this eye, another eye opens. That eye is powered by revelation. And you began to see from the eyes of your understanding. Then you began to invoke the reality. When I closed my eyes, I became a giant. The being I saw, the statue I saw with the person in that eyes of my revelation, that eye showed me my true capacity and strength came from me. I knew whoever came is joking. Do you know who I am? You think, and immediately, guys, let me tell you the truth by God. All these things happen is the daily battles you face every day. And if you are not intelligent spiritually, you will fall. I thought it was just tongues you spoke. Mande kaparate kalabaya. And you finish that, and the Bible says, building up your most holy faith. Pray. 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 Listen, that time is not the time to go and open your 24 prayer for you. It's not the time to assess that book. Don't speak in other language. Don't close these eyes and open the other eye and see yourself for what you are.
That took 15 minutes. It took 15 minutes to say that prayer. I prayed until I had my 15 notes. So I went to bed to sleep. I think I've shared this with some of us. Woke up by 4 a.m. to see a big scorpion dead by my bedside, just by my side. Where did the scorpion enter from? You see, you now ask, you're always on it. Where did this one come from? Me, I'm asking, who is this? If somebody came to the room, if you understand witchcraft, you will know that every witch has a spiritual form that is created. You think it's Nigerian film that they use cats? It's not Nigerian film. The highest rank in occult that you can operate with is serpents. That's the image of Lucifer. If you have grown to the greatest rank, he affords you the opportunity to operate with his image. The same way maturity in the spirit is the image of Christ. Any witch that can operate like a snake, is not a boy. you don't fight those ones with lebe tongues, believe me. If you see a serpent, you are dealing with a man of validation in the spirit. That image of the serpent alone is a proof of how many battles they have fought and won to arrive at this rank, to be able to use the image of Lucifer. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon what is snakes. And you think Jesus was talking about reptiles? No. When we are done dealing with the real spirits, they will leave one form behind. We found a dead scorpion. I opened that scripture. I said, Lord, truly you gave me power over snakes and scorpions. That's a being you see lying there. I didn't sweep it away. By God, I just sweep it away because I was very sure that a scorpion cannot come from nowhere and come and lie down and say, at the count of three, I will die. 1, 2, 3, then die. Wait for me to come and see it. No, the same power that can bring it can take it away. I closed the door, I went to television. After meeting, I came back, nothing there. So it validated to me that thing was not power from Israel, it was a form. Was a form. Ladies, it's just one cry today. One cry. See these signs, but you must see. You must see. And it takes clarity, it takes clearance, assess some revelations to see. There are things you will know, then your eye will begin to see the light. Oil to altars, giving oils to the lamps again. Those lamps that were dying, their flames were clean. Fresh oil, extra oil, extra oil, extra oil. I see oil coming again to men. Extra oil, extra oil. I'm
By this message.
To know more about us, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anakazomissioninternational.ami. You can also follow us on Twitter at @anakazo_ami. Connect with us on Instagram at @anakazo_ami. For more of our messages, please visit www.forshared.com. God bless you.